Well, it is hard to believe, but tomorrow already will be in November, and that means time is running out to find boarding for your pets over the holidays. We're going to talk about that now live with Dr. Katie Nelson, our very own Dr. Paws. So is it too late at this point to find a place to put your pet? Are they booked up?
There are some places out there that will have availability, but my recommendation is to start looking today. Do not delay, because even though Christmas is 6-8 weeks away, there are a lot of places already going to be completely booked. And another issue that you need to make sure that you're addressing is that you've got all of your vaccinations already up to date, because you're going to have those done in order to take them somewhere.
And you have to show the paperwork also.
Absolutely, you do. Yeah. You have to have that faxed ahead of time for them to be able to go there. There are a lot of other options for you if you are, you know, if the places that you normally go to are booked up. So, you know, definitely look into pet sitters, you know, coming into your home. There are a lot of places that will, they'll actually stay at your house. There's also some new websites out there where you can do, it's almost like how you trade vacation houses. You can actually trade doggy sitting. There's one called dogvacay.com that you can take a look at here in DC. It's a pretty cool service that you can meet new people in your area and you take care of their dog, they'll take care of your dog, that sort of thing.
Dogvacay?
So, dogvacay.com.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are lots of options out there. You just have to look for them.
Really surprised to hear that, I guess, there may not be any room at the inn come the holidays for our pets. So if people are stepping outside of their comfort zone, what's on the checklist of things that they should take a look at before they make a booking for their pet?
Right. I mean, my biggest tip is that if you go into a facility, and I encourage everyone, if you're going to board your dog or your cat or whatever pet you have there, then you need to physically step foot into this facility before you just drop your pet off there. And here's my biggest tip for the day, my biggest takeaway. If they do not allow you to tour where your pet is going to be kept, walk out and just go, because you don't want your pet there if they won't show you where your pet's going to be. And they should take you back immediately. They shouldn't have to make phone calls and make you wait 30 minutes. They should take you back immediately. Any reputable place will do that without hesitation.
Are there any other red flags that folks should be watching out for when it comes to places like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much social media out there and Yelp and things like that. Just make sure that you go on and read the reviews of the places by people who have used it, you know, because if you start to see a pattern in the reviews of it, then you may want to take that seriously. And, you know, if it is last minute, a lot of veterinary hospitals, you know, last minute will take care of your pets for you if they have boarding. A lot of them do have limited boarding. And another thing that you need to think about, too, is if your pet has medications or physical problems, you know, health problems, then you may consider talking with your veterinarian about boarding them there, just so that you know that you have veterinary care for your pets rather than at a boarding facility where they may have to call someone or transport your pet somewhere if your pet has an issue.
Some good advice as we head to the holidays. Before I let you go, Dr. Paws, I do want to get you to weigh in. We're seeing, as we continue to monitor river levels in the area after the storm, we're seeing a lot of folks with their pets down near the water.
Exploring.
And there, a lot of that water has been contaminated by raw sewage, as we've been reported for several days. This is dangerous.
Absolutely it is. I mean, think about all of the chemicals, not just the sewage, but think about all of the stuff that's on the street that's washing into these puddles and all of that. I mean, you really do not want to allow your pets to drink out of these rivers, these tributaries, or even out of mud puddles on the street. And also another thing, keep some baby wipes by your door. Whenever you bring your pet in, wipe off their paws, wipe off their feet, because you don't want that stuff tracked into your house either.
Great advice. Veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson,